Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. Thank you once again for clicking on the Holderness Family Podcast.
We are very excited about today. There's a lot of energy, but before we get ahead of ourselves, there's some few housekeeping items. If you like our show, please subscribe and leave a review, especially if you like it. If you don't like it, maybe keep those thoughts to yourself. I'm kidding. I mean, feedback is good. Anyway, there's a recent review from Megan ENC, and she said, I hate reading these. It's so awkward. It's so nice of Megan to leave this.
Yeah, we got
to read it.
Sure, and I don't mind reading them. I think, like, I'd love to give her some credit for having the courage to write a review. Writing reviews can be hard.
Yes.
I love Kim and Penn's podcast. Every week is something different and entertaining to listen to, and they are so honest about their celebrations and challenges. I look forward to the podcast every week. Now,
thank
see?
You. That was really kind.
Was that so hard?
No, it's hard to hear a compliment. Also, a reminder that our game, Family Face-Off, and our new line of shirts and hoodies and hats are all available for purchase, including our Pickleball Y'all shirt. Go to theholdernessfamily.com to find the game and our shop. And if you get the game, please tag us on Instagram. We want to see your family playing it, and we may even give you a shout-out.
If you follow our content, you may have noticed that we have started leaning in big time to the sport of pickleball. We did a couple of videos this week. There's another one coming out very shortly. And it actually started with this like gangster rap that we did
totally
a couple of years ago when we were looking for something to do right around COVID. So take a listen to this.
This summer is gonna be so hardcore. We're doing something that we've never done before. Nah, we're not going to the mountains or the shore. This summer you go find us on the pickleball court.
Yeah, let me introduce you to this thing called pickleball, where you use these paddles and an oversized wiffle ball. If you've never played, you think that pickleball's despicable. Once you start playing, it is highly enjoyable. Just hit the winner, okay, time for a confessional. I am really good at this, I could be a professional. I'ma bring a tripod cause the highlights are phenomenal. I bet we look just like Federer and Rafael Nadal. Yeah, nothing beats pickleball. I'm sick of all the sports where you gotta throw or kick a ball. There are lots of rules and at first they're inexplicable, but there's always someone there who really likes to list them all. In this case it's my wife who I thought was pretty chill, but her shirt says pickleball is kind of a big deal. Every pickleball shirt's a really bad pun. Oh my gosh, pickleball is so fun.
Pickleball, yeah.
Now she's watching YouTube vids.
Pickleball, yeah.
And she's ignoring her kids.
Pickleball, yeah.
She's consistent as hell.
Pickleball, yeah.
Like Michelle Esquivel.
Do you wanna step to her? Methinks not, cause she's been practicing her backhanded dink shot. It's more mind-blowing than a Rorschach ink blot. I just spent 2 hours finding things that rhyme with dink shot. That is how addicted I have gotten to this game. My productivity is now dangerously lame. But I'ma post a net and your volley I'll be stuffing like I'm Benjamin Johns or Tyson McGuffin.
Pickleball, yeah.
My shoes even say it.
Pickleball, yeah.
I got the rules laminated.
Pickleball, yeah.
Nah, that's my point, Molly.
Pickleball, yeah.
Your third shot was a volley, yeah.
I forgot to mention you should stay out of my kitchen. Yeah, bet you wishing you had stayed out of my kitchen. In this competition, there's this place they call the kitchen. You're out of position if you're standing in the kitchen, yeah.
P-ball life, we out.
So today we are talking about pickleball. So first, let's back up. What is pickleball?
You heard in the song, you use paddles and something that looks like a wiffle ball.
Right.
There's lots of rules. You hear a little bit about the kitchen. There's a lot of so it's tennis in a smaller locale.
Yeah, the court is smaller than a traditional tennis court. The net is a little lower than a traditional tennis net.
But you can play on a regular net like in a pinch.
In a pinch,
yeah.
Totally. And then the paddles are these wooden paddles, bigger than a ping pong paddle,
for sure.
And definitely they have paddles that are like composite. They have like honeycomb fiber. There's all definitely the paddles have become expensive and they are really, really nice now. And a lot of companies are making them.
And the ball itself, the pickle ball, if you will, is kind of like a wiffle ball.
Here's the thing. It's growing like wildfire to the point that it's not what it used to be, right?
Right. At one time, we thought it was just a game for the retirement set. But now professional teams are being bought. Professional teams are being bought by celebrity investors in like LeBron James, Tom Brady, Mark Cuban, and my favorite, Brené Brown.
Google searches for pickleball have risen 219% in the last 5 years per paddle provider Selkirk. They make great paddles, by the way. The sport has seen 15% growth annually over the last 5 years, and networks are starting to show live games from their professional association.
And communities like in our neighborhood, tennis courts are being converted to pickleball courts. I mean, we had tennis courts along the Greenway in our city, and I would walk by them. I never saw anybody out there. Now the pickleball courts, there's a line. It is crazy.
Yeah, a big reason for the popularity, not only can you fit 3 pickleball courts in the space of a tennis court, the popularity stems from the game moving more quickly. You can get through a game in about 15 minutes or so. You can play as few or as many games as you want, so it's kind of a scalable activity, unlike maybe tennis or golf, which would take a little bit longer to get through. It's very easy to learn, and it's a sort of a generally positive culture that's been generated by the sport.
I will admit this, I am not very good. We've only been playing for the past maybe year or so. I started for the first time, and I don't have the time to play super consistently yet, but you're going to hear in this interview that we're about to do, I have a plan to maybe tour professionally. I don't know. It could happen. But I'm not very good, but still I find such joy. And I think that's one of the reasons why this sport is so positive and popular right now, because Penn is very good, but he and I can still have fun playing together. Whereas like tennis, it would just be really depressing to play. I don't play tennis. And just to get out there on a Saturday to play tennis, it sounds terrible. Like, it wouldn't be very fun for you to play tennis with me.
Right.
Right.
I mean, if you make up your own rules, it's a lot of fun. But I think you and I walk away from a pickleball game with smiles on our face. It is not all smiles and sunshine, however. From the outside, pickleball can be viewed as a corny sport. Our guest today even admitted that the name doesn't exactly help. In addition, the noise has become an issue in communities. If you Google pickleball noise, dozens, maybe hundreds of stories might pop up about fed up residents who don't like the sound of the paddle hitting the ball. But pickleball is here to stay. Their professional tour is thriving and adding multiple new events every year.
Speaking of the pros, we have a guest today who is not only a world-class player in her own right, she has raised and teams with the undisputed best female pickleballer on the planet, who still isn't old enough to drive a car. It's a mom-daughter team that is dominating pickleball, and today we're talking to mom.
Let's talk about both of them in our introduction. We've got Lee Waters, that's the mom, and Anna Lee Waters, who goes by AL on the tour, the only mother-daughter duo on the professional pickleball tour, and the first professional players to win a pickleball match on a live network television broadcast. Lee and AL began competing together in doubles when AL was only 12 years old. Today, at 15 years old, AL and Lee continue to shock the pickleball world by defeating the top doubles teams and consistently taking home gold in tournaments across the nation. They claimed a world number one ranking for the first time back in 2019. She tells us the rankings kind of fluctuate. They have returned to the top. These are the number one women's doubles players in the world when it comes to pickleball. Their career highlights, national champions, 9 career gold titles, 13 career silver titles, and again, they are number one in the world.
Welcome to the show, Lee Waters. Welcome to the show, Lee.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so you're relatively speaking, you're only a couple years into pickleball, right?
We're actually about 5 years into competitive pickleball. So we're sort of, I think, at this point, considered veterans.
You are veterans. Okay.
I think anyone's a veteran at 5 years at this point, because the number of people playing pickleball 5 years ago was minuscule, wasn't it?
Yeah, especially people our age. Like, even my age now at 43, 5 years ago, 38, it still was considered an older person sport for sure. So for a 38-year-old and a 10-year-old to be playing pickleball at that time was definitely a different thing for the sport.
All right, so let's talk about this. All right, so you are in your 40s now. Your daughter is 15. She is, I think I read, maybe the number one singles player in the world at this point. And you guys are a very highly ranked doubles pairing as well. I'm trying to imagine if I could pull this off with my 15-year-old daughter, because I've got a 15-year-old daughter. I know athletically we could not pull it off. We would get rolled.
Lola, maybe, not you.
Yeah, and
sorry.
We both love tennis. Lola's better than me at tennis, but I do like tennis and I like playing doubles with her. But I'm just wondering how do you pull it off with the other stuff? You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, and that's something that we get asked pretty much every day is how we're able to pull off the dynamics both on and off the court. And my answer every time is I really don't know. It just works. We have an absolutely amazing relationship. We're like mother, daughter, teammates, friends. We never argue. We're on the court together competing. Sometimes I'm the coach. Sometimes Annalise the coach. It's just a relationship that works. And I don't really know why. If it just does.
I want to go back to this. So we have only recently in the last year started playing. He's a tennis player, so he's pretty good. I am not good at all, but I still love it so much. And so I think there's a lot of people like me right now that I am not very good. Like, I very rarely experience success. So what do you think of all these people that are like me coming in and kind of like invading your sport that now you play professionally?
I think that that's one of the things that makes the sport so popular right now, is that you don't have to be some super athlete to go out play and have like the most awesome time ever. You know, there's all different levels, all different ages, but there's one common denominator, and that's that everybody has so much freaking fun when they go out and play pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that the sport has become so popular because you can go out and play with your friends, your family. You can go out and play with somebody who's a lot better than you or a lot worse than you, and still you guys end up having like a blast out there. And you end up playing for 3 hours and you don't know where the time went.
You were a practicing attorney, correct? And now you're a professional pickleball
yes.
player. Like, is this
yes.
something you put on a vision board
Way
at some point? Like, how's that going?
No. Yeah. If somebody had told me I would put my legal career to the side to play pickleball with my daughter, I probably would have laughed. But yeah, I mean, the timing was just perfect for us in the sport, because as our success grew as a team, the sport was growing as well. And the money and sponsorships just kind of blew up. And all of a sudden, it was actually feasible to and even more lucrative to quit my legal job and play pickleball with my daughter, Anna Lee.
That's going to be us, babe. That's our retirement. We're going to be professional pickleballers.
I'm down for all. I just learned how to Ernie yesterday, which I'm really excited about.
What does that mean? See, I'm so bad. I don't even know all these names.
We can let Lee explain an Ernie. I don't want to, like, this may be going too far into the weeds, but you basically forego the kitchen by jumping to the side and sneaking over and just beating the crap out of the ball from the side of the, like, right in front of the net. And it's totally legal, but there's, like, a bunch of YouTube videos on it, and I wanted to practice it because I'm 6'5 and I have a 6'10 wingspan.
Okay. I feel like that's a little inside baseball.
Oh, yeah, you could roll.
Yes. So your daughter, Anna Lee, is now homeschooled and is a professional pickleball player, and she's 15. So what was that conversation like does she plan on trying to go play in, are there college teams? Is she going to try to pursue that? Or is this, you're like, she's the Serena Williams of pickleball. Why would we even bother with college? Like, what are the conversations you're having right now?
So we actually started homeschooling Anna Lee when she was in third grade. So when the pickleball travel started to get a little bit crazy, we were already homeschooling. So it really worked out well. As far as college goes, the opportunities in pickleball right now are just so insane and so amazing that she doesn't have, like, the aspirations to go to college right away. She's a year and a half away from being eligible to go to college. But right now, I think she's full steam ahead pro pickleball. And, you know, she knows she can always go back to college at any point.
Let's really be honest about your level and her level. Did I get that right, that she's the number one singles player in the world, your 15-year-old daughter?
So right now, Anna Lee is number one in singles. She's number one in mixed doubles. And last week, she and I became number one in women's doubles.
Oh, my God.
So number one in everything. Number one in absolutely everything at the age of 15.
I mean, who needs
15.
College?
At this moment, the women's doubles ranking fluctuates a lot depending on who's playing which tournament and how many points that tournament carries. But she is pretty far ahead in both singles and mixed doubles. It's pretty amazing. She just won the nationals and she won all three events there. So it was pretty amazing.
I know you're her partner, but as her mom, that's so incredible. And do you think that colleges will start having pickleball teams that aren't clubs? You know what I'm saying? That, like, you know, there are scholarships, things like that. Do you see that in the future?
Well, right now I know that there's at least 20 to 30 colleges that do have clubs.
Right.
However, I think it's going to have to become a high school sport first before it becomes an NCAA sport, because that's where they're going to get the kids to kind of funnel into that collegiate arena. So I already know a lot of high schools are putting in their PE programs and they're, putting lines on their tennis courts. Mm-hmm. So I don't see that being an issue. I think in the next few years, you might see it become a high school sport.
This is so interesting how this interview has gone. My wife is asking a lot of really good, like, technical pickleball questions, which is usually what I do.
I'm not very good, so I don't really I have the best time,
yes,
but I'm not very good.
So but that was the role I thought I was going to play. All I want to know about, like, I want to know about what is, like, how's driver's ed going for her?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she can drive a pickleball really well, but driving a car seems to be a bit of an issue.
Are you in that permit period where you're, like, white knuckling it next to her? I want to know all about this.
Yes. Like, if you turn right on red, she thinks that means yield.
Oh my gosh. No. Lola did the exact same thing. Yeah. Lola did yesterday. There was a red light. She didn't stop. She just went straight in. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, right on red. I'm like, well, no, it's not.
It's not green.
It's not green.
Yeah. So she's 15. Yeah. So yeah. Anna Lee is still very much 15.
Yeah. I mean, what else? Like, tell me some other 15-year-old things, like Taylor Swift, Harry Styles. Where are we with this?
Yeah. I mean, the crazy thing about Anna Lee is, since she started playing pickleball at 10 going on 11, and it's been a very adult world, she's really matured and grown up very quickly. And So though there are some 15-year-old things like the driving and like her music and the TikToking, she is like very mature for her age. And she's used to being around adults all the time, competing against adults, you know, teaming up with adults.
And how did you, I mean, so she was she still, does she still play tennis or is she exclusively on pickleball?
Yeah, she quit playing tennis like right when COVID started. And at that point she was doing soccer and pickleball. And then last year about this time she quit soccer and decided to purely focus on pickleball.
All right, we've heard a lot about Anna Lee. I'm very impressed by her. You know what might be even more impressive is that you are number one in women's doubles at the age of, I think you said, 43. Is it 43?
43.
So I would like to know more about that. The warranty on my body ran out at about 43. Like, it was when I started going to the doctor and I was like, you know, I have a bad ankle. And they were like, yeah, well, good luck with that for the rest of your life. And yet you are the top of your sport professionally at that age. Tell us some of your secrets.
Yeah, well, I was a college tennis player, so I have the tennis background. So that definitely helps. But about a year ago, we decided to hire a personal trainer. And at first we hired him for Anna Lee, and I would just literally sit there and watch Anna Lee work out for hours. And it was awesome. And one day he looked at me and he was like, no, this doesn't work. You got to start jumping in here too. Mm-hmm. And I reluctantly did it, and it changed my life. And I got into better shape. My hands got faster. My endurance got better. And I saw my game start to improve. And I think that's when Anna Lee and I really started winning a lot this year, is when I got my body in shape. However, had a little hiccup at Nationals last week, ended up having to withdraw from the tournament because I hyperextended my knee. Mm. And I have to think it has a little something to do with the old age. But yeah, you know, I think it's like a 4-week injury and I'll be back. But yeah, I definitely attribute getting in the gym as being something that's really improved my game overall.
Was that in singles you hyperextended your knee or
no? It was mixed doubles. Mixed doubles.
Okay. I want to go back to the question Penn asked about being a teammate with your daughter, because sometimes just teenage life can be hard. Like, so you say that, you know, you guys are great teammates and it just works. I mean, are there still, like, do you, is there a switch that you're like, no, I'm the mom? Because you were saying at some point she would coach you.
Yeah,
I think I would struggle. Maybe not. I don't know. But like, because Lola knows more than me about a lot of things.
I think everybody would struggle with that.
Yeah, just
because
having my daughter.
You have two roles and they're both important.
Yeah. So is there ever like a struggle of like, oh my gosh, my 15-year-old's telling me what to do? Or like when you're off the court, there's a switch, like, no, I'm the mom. You have to listen to me. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I think off the court, I'm always the mom. Like, she's never the mom off the court, but sometimes she is the leader on the court. And honestly, I might have had a problem with it, like, when I was still better than she was at the sport. But now that she's like so good, I don't have a problem with it just because she is so good and she is so smart pickleball wise. But off the court, yeah, it's definitely, I'm always the mom. And we do struggle like in the everyday things, you know, where I'm like, Anna Lee, come on, you got to clean up your room. You know, why is there stuff laying everywhere? And, you know, have you done school today? Like, let's get this stuff done. Those are the things where, you know, maybe we don't see eye to eye all the time. Pickleball stuff, though, no arguing ever.
Hey, hang in there. We're going to be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As this sport gets exponentially more popular, you're seeing celebrity tournaments. I think who's the late night guy doing the show?
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert. He's doing a big celebrity tournament. They're starting to pick up contracts on Fox and ESPN. More and more people are playing. As this happens, your celebrity is going to increase, as will your daughters. You had that conversation in preparation for it? And what do you say?
Yeah, I think that's the toughest thing. I mean, especially for her, because she is, 15, almost 16, and social media being what it is. And, I think she's 15,000 followers, which in the grand scheme isn't a lot, but
that's a lot for a 15-year-old.
But it's growing, rapidly growing. And that's the hardest thing I think we're going to have to deal with, because as of right now, she is the most humble, level headed. She doesn't flaunt her talent in any way. And my biggest goal and biggest challenge is making sure she stays that way. If in fact her celebrity does grow and she does become, more known, I think that's going to be the toughest thing. That, and just there's so much negativity on social media, and it's so easy to make comments on your post and send in ugly DMs, and, trying to figure out how to deal with all of that. I think that's going to be the hardest thing.
I have to just in some transparency, just because we've been dealing with, a level of that for a little while. It is just remembering exactly what you said, is it's so easy to remember, to just fire off something that's unkind or rude. And sometimes Penn laughs at me, but sometimes I'll reply to these people. And he's like a dad, like a girl in his bio. It was like girl dad, follower of Jesus, a girl dad. And he it was just and I don't see every DM. I try to check them, I don't see them all. And it was talking about how you've gained weight. You're really your skin looks like you're getting old, all this message after message. And I replied to him. I'm like, do you talk to your wife like this? What if your daughters would see this? And he's like, it was meant for somebody else. I'm like,
false.
Still false. Inappropriate for anybody else. So sometimes I don't recommend a 15-year-old reply, but sometimes I reply. Then when you catch them on it, they're like, oh, you're a human being.
Here's the thing though. And maybe this is what she's talking about. The external perception of pickleball, if you haven't played or haven't gotten into it, can be negative, cringy, all of those things. The noise is
a lot of noise. What do you mean negative? I don't have any negative.
I'm saying that it's easy to make fun of pickleball when you're not playing pickleball, right? But once you get into the community, it's the most positive community I've ever seen.
I think.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you a question. Sorry. So here's the that was horrible podcasting. I apologize. What is your perception of the way that the majority of the world looks at your sport?
I think it used to be the biggest joke, as of a year ago when we would travel and, what are you here for? Pickleball. If they didn't know what it was, then they would make fun of the name or, whatever. Now, I think more and more people are thinking it's becoming legitimate. And there's less making fun of it. However, the name does not help.
No.
Pickleball. I know that there are talks among some groups, prominent groups, about trying to change the name.
Changing the name of pickleball? Whoa.
changing the name of pickleball. I don't know. I feel like it's a little too late for that.
It's too late.
Wait a minute. What are the nominations?
I haven't heard any. I haven't heard any of the nominations yet, but you know, just, I guess, something to try to legitimize the sport even more, especially now that, like you say, it's on a lot of the major networks. But I think that's also what is making people take a second look at it and say, hey, maybe this isn't like the sport just to make fun of. Maybe this is an actual sport.
Yeah. First of all, I think that if you change the name of pickleball, everybody has to get rid of their "it's a big deal" t-shirt.
Yeah, the puns are gone. The puns are the best part.
I know.
But I hear what you're saying.
But wouldn't you say, like, Lee, wouldn't you say that it kind of builds some character in that community of just unapologetically saying, yeah, we are who we are. We're going to be nice about it. We're going to kill you with kindness and make fun of us all you want to. Doesn't that build a little bit of character?
Yeah, and I think also part of the argument is like, well, maybe pickleball getting so much attention because it is called pickleball and people do take a second look at it and like, pickleball, wait, what is that? You know, like if it was just like paddleball, like maybe nobody would care, but pickleball, come on, I want to know more about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have had a great time learning and so Penn's a tennis player, so he comes and he's a giant athlete. So, but as somebody, I was a dancer growing up, so I feel like, okay, I have some hand-eye coordination, but again, I'm in it for fun. I've not done anything beyond that. What do you, because there are so many people interested in getting to know pickleball and knowing more, what advice do you have for just a straight-up beginner? Lessons, clinics, like what do we do?
Yeah, for sure. Well, luckily now, I mean, a lot of parks have at least a couple pickleball courts. Mm-hmm. So my first suggestion would be like, go to your park, go to your community center, or your church. Even some churches are doing it in their gyms. And like you said earlier, the pickleball community is so like inclusive. If you just go to one of those places, there's going to be somebody there who's like, oh, you're new? Like, oh, let me introduce you to the sport. There's always somebody there that wants to teach newbies how to play. And I think the first thing that people notice when they go to play pickleball is how social and inclusive it is. And mm-hmm. So even if you're not great at pickleball for the first time, you want to go back because you want to be part of that community again, and you want to be social. And what better way than get some exercise, go be outside, meet some new people and play pickleball. So for beginners, I would say, yeah, start there. And then if you see that you want to get better, then that's when you can start looking for like a lesson or a clinic. But I think for beginners, just go out and have fun for a while.
Kim, you are going to be a great pickleball player for three reasons.
Tell me.
Number one, you are a dancer and you have a great sense of balance. And I am not a great dancer and I fall into the damn kitchen all the time because I'm just trying to lean forward. And usually I just end up like straightening my legs and like sticking my butt up. It's not an attractive pose, but you're much better at that. So you have excellent balance. Number two, you just hate giving up or losing, and you're very competitive.
Yeah.
That's number two. And number three, you are a chronic rule follower.
I am a rule follower.
And pickleball, you'll note from the first day you get there, and she explained it, they'll be very nice to you, but they will tell you the rules. They will laminate them and they will bring them out and they will tell you all about the rules of pickleball with a smile on their face. And I think that you've got an advantage in all three things.
Aw. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. But there are some rules for sure. What do you see? So as we are recording this, yes, there's that celebrity tournament that's going to be on TV.
Yes.
And even a year ago, I'm sure that would have just blown your mind. What do you see in 5 years? Like, what do you think the future of this is going to be?
Yeah, I think with the amount of money that's being infused into the sport by very influential people, and as well as some of the big company sponsorships that are starting to come in the next month, you're going to start seeing betting on pickleball.
What?
Yes. Just getting involved.
Well, they're going to be betting on a 15-year-old girl, though. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't know if
that doesn't. Yeah, that's the only problem is you can't bet on Annalie until she's 17. So
okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, you got to wait a little bit. But yeah, so I mean, I think the sport is going to continue to grow. You know, there's talk about the Olympics.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, bridge is an Olympic sport, isn't it? Like, no. We can.
What, bridge?
He was on the nominating committee at one point.
Pole dancing was also an Olympic sport recently. Yes.
What?
Let's give. They're very good. These women.
But how do you judge it?
How do you judge gymnastics? How do you judge?
That's a good point.
I'm sure there were plenty of people lining up to judge the pole dancing.
But I have to say, I went to a pole dancing class. It was hard.
I'm not saying. Are you worried?
I was worse at pole dancing than I was at pickleball.
Are you worried that I've offended the pole dancing base?
I want to say that it's actually very hard.
Yes, 100%.
They were hanging upside down, and I was hanging on like it was like a fire pole. Right. Like it was bad. Anyway,
but again, pickle. One of the big requirements for an Olympic sport is for it to be accessible, universally accessible, and there's no more accessible sport at this point. You mentioned all of these parks transforming their courts. They just transformed the park in our neighborhood to 6 courts. You can't get on there. There's a wait, and the wait's a lot of fun. Okay, how about this, Lee? Have you heard about the town of Chapel Hill and what's happening there? It's about...
Of course I know Chapel Hill, but I don't know what's happening there. Right,
so look it up when you have some time. Maybe a month ago, they've already converted most of the courts to pickleball courts, but they wanted to convert 6 or 7 more facilities to pickleball courts. Uh-huh. And the town council was like, guys, we have a lot of these. There are still tennis players out there. And I think 5 dozen people, protesters, demonstrators came to the town council meeting.
Why?
And because
were they are they tennis players and they want a tennis court?
No, they want more pickleball. They want more pickleball.
Oh,
yeah.
It is the popularity of this sport. When you look at maybe not necessarily yet
that's
on national
TV,
Chapel
Hill protest.
It really is. Yeah. When you look at the communities and what's happening in these communities, it is staggering.
Yeah, and I get requests all the time to create a video or an email for some town council somewhere in the country to tell our story and explain how it changed our lives and et cetera, to get more courts.
So that's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Wow. This has been so much fun. And this is one of those podcasts, sometimes it's basically our podcast is things that we're genuinely curious about. And it's great because we get to sit here and talk to, very impressive people.
The best.
You're literally the best in the world.
You're the best in your field.
You are.
We've assembled the best in our field.
And we just got all this time with you. So I feel so, so lucky. Before we let you go, say somebody's listening to this, they don't really have interest in pickleball, their kid's playing soccer, but you are still a mom of a really high achieving athlete. What are the things, and as you're saying, she's still very level headed, all that stuff. What are the things you've put in practice? Maybe even things you haven't thought of, you didn't think about as you were going to help her stay. I mean, she's still a teenager. What are things that you're in your family that you're putting into practice?
Well, one of the things that we did sports wise was we got her involved in lots of different sports. Mm-hmm. We didn't let her pick just one at an early age and risk either the burnout or the sport specific injury. We decided early on that we just wanted to create an athlete overall. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that was one of the best decisions that we ever made because, like I said, it wasn't until last year when she was 14 going on 15 where she decided to focus on pickleball. And by that point, she had played so many different sports. So, she had, she had footwork and endurance and, she knew how to throw a ball. She had just became kind of a super athlete. And then when she decided to focus on that sport, then she already had all the fundamentals. And now she could just focus on the things that she needed to work on for pickleball. So I would definitely, no matter what sport your kid's playing, even if your kid is a super athlete at that specific sport, I would say don't commit to one sport at a young age. Create an athlete.
All the experts say that, but yet I feel like, maybe I don't think it's just where we live, but it's if you didn't start soccer at 4 years old, then you can't get on a team.
Soccer's tough, right?
Yeah.
Our
son, he was 9. What I mean, I forget how old he was, but they're like, yeah, sorry, no, it's too late.
And he's a distance runner with great coordination. He would make a great soccer player.
He would, and he is. And so they're like, yeah, sorry, you're out of luck. I'm like, he's 9.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. But I agree with that because, Your daughter is the exception, but like our kids, like earmuffs kids, but they're not going to be professional athletes probably. So like they should just be having fun. Penn's like, yeah, maybe they could be. Maybe. No, I'm kidding.
You hear stories. They're outliers, right? You hear outlier stories of these athletes who change sports, like when they're 15 or who just pick up a basketball. Giannis is one of those guys. Like he didn't pick up a basketball until I think he was 13 or 14. And now he's the best in the world at it. The bottom line is if you're an athlete, you're an athlete. And not everybody is a natural born athlete for sure. For those people, I think it does make sense to try to diversify, but I think it makes sense for everyone because if you're not going to go to college for it, why not experience as many different things as you can?
Yeah,
absolutely. And it keeps it fun and there's less pressure too, to just like excel at one thing all the time, every day, you know? Plus you meet way more people, you experience way more, adventures and put them in a lot of stuff.
That is great advice. And I hope that hits home for people who have like, I don't know. It is crazy. Thank you so much for your time. This has been much fun. I'm assuming after this conversation, Penn's going to get really devoted and we're going to hire a coach. And so maybe we'll see you in like a mixed doubles.
I already play 2 or 3 times a week. I've already registered for my pickleball, like my number.
Ranking?
Well, I don't have a ranking yet, but I have a number. I have an account. So if I go to a tournament, I could register for one right now.
I'm pretty sure that the tour that we play on, it's called the PPA Tour. I'm pretty sure we have a big tournament in Raleigh in, I believe, May.
Stop it.
So you guys need to come.
No, we're going to come. We'll come meet you and cheer for you. I'm going to enter. I think I'll bring you a snack, but I don't know.
Do you guys have some kind of like pro-am or like a, do you have any of those things that you do, or is it, because that would be awesome.
A lot of times we'll do like pro-ams or a celebrity event like before the tournament. So that's one of the ones that we'll do one, but like, hey, if you want to start talking about it, we can try to work something out.
We're going to talk. No, we're going to talk offline about this. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. I think we could do a celebrity.
We're not celebrities.
I'm using air quotes. Like it could be like the news anchors and, you know, people who are
like local people.
Yeah. Like whatever the lowest letter is, a Z-list celebrity tournament. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No. But we will totally come and cheer for you. This is so exciting.
No, you guys should practice. And because there's amateur events too, and that could be like your first tournament.
Oh my god, the pressure.
You're okay. Let's
no, but I'm just, so I've been needing something. Here's the thing, Lee. We were on the Amazing Race. It was wonderful, but the best thing about the Amazing Race was I had something to train for, and because I'm as Penn mentioned, I'm very competitive, and I had a goal, and I had like a thing I needed to study, and I knew exactly, not I didn't know exactly how to prepare, but I was very prepared. But then after that, here I am. I'm 46. Okay. And I'm like, what? I'm not going to run a marathon. I'm not going to do that to my knees and my hips. So I go for runs and I do my little workouts, but I'm like, I need a thing. Like I need a thing to almost like, I get a little obsessive, I'll say. So I need a thing to like, he's like, what? But I need something, but like it's a healthy obsession, right? But I need something to get obsessed over. And so I think that's pickleball.
Yeah, and I think I just gave you your first like target point too.
May. Okay. Done. Okay. I'm getting nervous. I'm nervous.
While Kim hits the gym, let's leave with this, Lee. Where would you like people to find you?
Or not?
The answer could be leave me alone, or it could be this is my Instagram, or it could be here's some tours that we'd love you to support. Here's an association that I'm a fan of. The floor is yours.
Yeah. So my Instagram is waters_PB, mm-hmm. obviously the PB for pickleball, but yeah, you can follow me and Anna Lee on the PPA tour, PPAtour.com. It lists the schedule and all the stopping points throughout the year. And even, I mean, if you've never played, come out and check it out because I mean, watching it online is nothing like watching it in person. So I would definitely encourage you to check it out.
Well, it has been a joy to talk to you. I'm just so impressed with all you've accomplished, even more impressed that you left this like really impressive career to take on something. And now you're a professional freaking athlete. That's awesome. I just have all the respect in the world for you. So thank you so much for coming on our little podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and keep up the videos. I love the videos.
Oh, you're very sweet. there's some more pickleball videos coming, but it's so funny. If you look really closely, like, I'm pretty bad at it, but we just edit it to make
no
it
one
look
has
like,
to know.
Nobody has to know. They'll never know. Like, you could probably tell, but like a lay person is like,
no, not at all.
Not at all.
I love how the pickleballs, they're lay people now.
Well, we're lay people.
No, I know. I just,
but she's professional.
No, I love it.
Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And tell your daughter we said hello.
I will, for sure.
Thank you very much for listening to the Holderness Family Podcast. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Lee. I always love talking to a mom, but especially one that is just like kicking butt.
I mean, there is no way to determine that any other way that she is kicking butt. And so is her daughter. And I think, so listen, we've done a lot of podcasts where you've walked away and said, you know, I'm going to do more of this.
Yeah.
Like we've done that happened with meditating. It happens with all of these things. I'm not saying you don't follow through. I'm saying that you walk out of these energized, and I'm hoping that this energy carries over and that you do, like you're saying, you want to become
a
better pickleball player.
I need something to obsess over. And I realize that like obsession / addiction is a thing, but I do tend to, there's something of, like I get my, like I sink my teeth into a project and I want to become really good at it or at least fluent at it. And then I do it and then I'm like, well, now what? So I feel like pickleball could be a thing. I definitely need lessons because you would think for like, we've done what, like 3 videos now about pickleball. You would think that I'm good. We've done 4 videos, maybe. I am not. I played for the first time against somebody who wasn't like my friend or a neighbor. Remember, we went to the beach about a month ago.
Yeah, you got it was pickup game. You got moved into a pickup game.
So these lovely, lovely women were playing, and they invited me over because like one of them wanted to take a break, and I was like, oh, but I'm not very good, and they're like, it's fine. And definitely my partner who I was paired with carried me, but she was so supportive. Like I would do something good. She'd be like, that's my partner. And like high five. And I was like, oh my God, I loved it. And again, I very rarely did something good, but she was so supportive and I loved it.
I do have this theory. I know I said it in the podcast. I think the culture stems from, and this, man, I can relate to pickleball in so many ways. I was really into synthesizers and the show choir growing up in high school. And I make kind of corny, cringy videos now. Like I'm used to people kind of look at me and saying, you're pretty choogy. My philosophy and the philosophy that my parents gave me and the philosophy that I know that my wife embraces as well is like, I'm going to smile and kill you with kindness in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And hearing people kind of dog on pickleball because it's a corny name and it sounds funny and the noise is annoying and all that stuff. It's very comfortable for me as now a member of the community to just smile and say, it's all good. And everyone, it seems like everyone who you meet who's out there is the same way. It's incredibly positive, maybe because of that.
We've talked like if you were a dog, you're a golden retriever. So like if you were a sport, you would be pickleball.
Absolutely. Or I would be the pickleball community. It's the most natural fit for me ever. Basketball was always a little bit tough because it was a lot of like trash talk and highly competitive, but I love the sport. Tennis is more like subterfuge. I think there's a lot of talking just because of the nature of the sport. There's a lot of talking about tennis and it isn't always positive. There's a lot of stress involved in it because the points are built in a more stressful way if you look at just the way that the sport's designed. So yeah, I really do. I think I would be pickleball.
I think the next step for us is just to put a like 86 the kids trampoline and put a court in our backyard.
I don't think we have there's something called like non-permeable, like yeah, I can't remember what it's called. There's some kind of I think it would have to be made out of grass. It would have to be like a Wimbledon of pickleball.
Maybe if Santa will bring me for Christmas is like, can we play in our driveway?
Oh, just like a little net. Oh yeah, we absolutely, I mean, it wouldn't be a regulation court. Meh. But like we could definitely play.
Maybe Santa will.
Okay. Oh, that's I'm going to get on that right now. I mean, we'll get Santa on that right now. I'll write him a letter.
Send it to the North Pole.
We should go.
Okay. I love you guys for listening.
Thanks. Pickleball, y'all.
Pickleball, y'all.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.